Amen. Amen. Sisters. Amen. Brothers.
To walk with God means that we do not live life what we are, what can do, but I am the Lord thy God, the Lord Christ the
God. Amen. Sisters, four. Is to have habitual fellowship with God, to be in constant touch with the Lord, and to be under His constant infusion. Okay, let's say something about these few points. Number one says, to walk with God is not to override God, not to be presumptuous, doing things according to our own concept and desire. Number three says, to walk with God means that we do not live by what we are or can do. Saints, it's so easy. It's so easy to override God. To override God. Can you come? You'll be my illustration today. Suppose you're God. You walk. Yeah. That's all. We just walk with Him. But to override means, go ahead. This. We don't realize when we do this. But we do. Even in our prayer, we're praying, and we're praying to Him, and we want to pray for something. Actually, He might not even want us to pray for that. Even in our prayer, we override God. You know, I read this in we have this book, Raising Up, How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God. And in that book, our brother Lee gives this illustration. It's under the section of based on Psalm 27:4. Psalm 27:4. One thing I have asked of Jehovah, and that do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life. To do two things. To behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire in His temple. And our brother's point here, it's marvelous, this verse. In our fellowship with the Lord, the first thing is to behold Him. Not to ask for things. And if we're going to ask, we should actually inquire first. Inquire. Lord, how shall I pray? I'm burdened to pray. How shall I pray? We have a burden. We just pray. Lord, my child is sick. Heal him. Do we ask? In that book, this is the illustration Brother Lee gives. Suppose a sister, her husband gets sick. And she starts to pray, Lord, heal my husband. Actually, she should. How does she know the Lord wants to heal her husband? She should rather say first, Lord, shall I pray for my husband? Maybe today the Lord will say, no. He's in my hand. We'll focus on him later. Stay with me. Linger here. Have more fellowship. But her anxiety, she will pray, Lord, heal my husband. Okay, Lord, shall I pray for my husband? Lord says, okay. Amen. Heal my husband. But the Lord may say, no, no. Actually, she should say, Lord, shall I pray for my husband? The Lord said, yes. Then she should ask, how shall I pray for my husband? Lord, shall I pray for his healing? Or shall I pray that this would turn unto salvation from our children who have turned away from you? So that somehow you could use this sickness both to gain my husband to gain me and to recover our children. If a sister would have such an attitude or prayer, oh, she is with him. Amen. She's really with him. That's walking with God. But we not only pray, we serve the Lord based on what? Our background. Sometimes we're asked to do something. We're given a task in the church life. And, okay, yeah, I know how to do this because this is my training from work. So let me just do this. That's not with the Lord. Saints who are on the medical staff, you know, for our conferences, we're at KPCC, now we always have some medical service, music service. Yes, you have that talent, but do you play with him or do you override him? Oh, okay, I don't know who played the piano this morning, but I'm not talking about you, so don't get subjective. I couldn't even see from where I was sitting, and there's nobody there right now. So please, please, take the helmet of salvation. I'm not talking about you, whoever you are. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Years ago, in a different place, I remember being in a Lord's Table meeting. Oh, and the pianist was playing, and oh, it was like a concerto. It's hard to follow such a thing. We just play very simply. We don't need embellishment. We don't need. And so I could tell this person is very talented, but very natural. They don't know the spirit. And they don't know coordination. And they cannot sense the spirit of the meeting because it was not a help. The music is an accompaniment. An accompaniment for the worship. For our spirit of worship and praise. And all these things. It's too easy. I'm not just picking on our musicians. Too easy to serve according to our natural capability, secular training, our background, our culture, our upbringing, and our past spiritual experience even. Even spiritual successes. It worked. So this is what we're going to do now. It worked last time. We always have to be with him. With him. You know, one of the verses we skipped over before, there's an example when the children of Israel, you know, they really took Jericho with the Lord. Then they went to fight Ai. Remember that? You know that story? They thought, oh, smaller city. We don't need that many people. And they were... First, the people of Israel got killed. And they realized they didn't do it with him. Then a little later in the book of Joshua, do you know that story? The Gibeonites come. And the Lord told them, oh, don't make contracts with any of the people. And the Gibeonites come and they dressed themselves, they tore their clothes and they pretended that they came from a long journey. They brought moldy bread. And then they came to Israel and they joined to them and Israel, oh, yeah, come. Then they find out they're their neighbor. Because they did not ask Jehovah. It's so simple. Let's just ask him. Let's have many short, private conversations with the Lord and have an attitude of inquiring. 5 says, to walk with God is to continually exercise our spirit to enjoy the blessed Trinity. To walk with God implies the denying of ourself and everything that is of ourself so that we may be one with him. It implies that we have given ourselves to him, that we will give in to him, and will let him take the lead. To walk with God is to walk by faith. Faith means that we believe that God is. Let's read through these next points, alternating, sisters and brothers. Sisters, A. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, to make God happy. Brothers,
To believe that God is to believe that He is everything to us, and that we are.
Amen.
Is
that we are not. He must be the only one, the unique one in everything, and we must be nothing in everything. Amen. Be nothing in everything. Amen. Brothers, to believe that God is to deny ourselves. In the whole universe, He is, and all of us are nothing. Amen. Sisters. Amen. 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 Brothers. Amen. 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 Okay, brothers, continue. Faith means that we believe that God is a rewarder. Amen. For the sake of time, let's go down to C. Enoch as the first person, sisters. Amen. Amen. Brothers, our being raptured depends on our being mature in the divine life by our walking with God. Sisters. Amen. 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 Saints, I just hope we remember these two words from all of this fellowship. With Him.
Amen.
With Him.
Amen.
That we could have a life with Him.
Amen.
So that we all could be with Him. As that 144,000, the first fruit on Mount Zion. Okay, 3 says, in order for us to follow the Lamb and go on to maturity to become the first fruits, we must be faithful in service in the Lord's commission to give God as food to the members of His household so that we may win Christ or gain Christ as our reward in the coming kingdom.
Amen.
Let's just read the not those sub-points, but A, B, C, D. Let's read those. Sisters, A. Amen. Brothers, B.
God has set faithful and fruitless slaves over His household, as also the stewards, channels of supply, to give His people food that are
alive. Amen. Sisters, C. Amen. Amen. Brothers, D. Amen. Sisters, E. And brothers, F. Amen. Amen. Now I have a word from our brother.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I am so happy to be here.
Amen.
It brings memories of the old times when I came here with Benjamin Chen for several trainings. But there's a particular reason why I am so happy to be here right now. What is that reason? We have the first English-speaking conference in this place. Oh, that means you are against Chinese. No, me you want to. But there is one particular specific reason. When you speak in one language, you limit yourself. You limit how far the gospel comes, how far the truth comes. Actually, we even had this problem in Hall 1. Before we had other halls, other districts, there were more Chinese than English. Would you believe? One sister said, I left that Chinese church. So we need to be enlarged.
Amen.
In Hall 1, we do have English, Chinese, Korean, and Spanish.
Amen.
But thank the Lord, we only have, at the end, prophesying in other languages. We don't meet separately. And even I enjoyed when I was in Anaheim. We had the table together. And I don't want to get distracted. So, we follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
Amen.
But the Lamb wants us to do more than just follow Him. Yes, we need to be with Him. But in point A after 3, Roman 3, God has a household and His household administration and economy to dispense Himself as food for the members of His household for His expression. But I don't know, the Lord led me to go all way back to the beginning. Forgive me, but this is what the Lord showed me. It all started with the Father. The Father is the origin of everything. So we find, to save time, I'll just read it myself. We find in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen.
How wonderful, verse 4. Even as He chose us in Him. The Father chose us in the Lord Jesus before the foundation of the world. And sometimes you're anxious. What's going to happen to me? Nothing's going to happen to you. You were chosen before the foundation of the world. But not just chosen. To be holy and without blemish before Him in love, predestinating us as unto sonship through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Okay, that's the Father. What about the Son? We go again, Ephesians 5. What did the Son do after the Father chose us? Ephesians 5:25, husbands love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. So, the son is in love. He is in love with us.
Amen.
We, of course, thank the Lord that he died for us. But he died for us to be in the church.
Amen.
Not to be by ourselves with him. He loved the church. One day, the disciples were with the Lord, and he had a particular burden. Have you ever met someone who has a burden? You say, what's the matter? Oh, I have such a burden. So for this burden, the Lord Jesus needed something. What did he do? He asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? Okay. They said, who the people said, and what do you say that I am? Peter, wonderful. What did Peter say? That he is the Son of God.
Amen.
So, the point is that after he said that, of course, the Lord told him Peter was blessed because the Father had revealed to him that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But then the Lord Jesus opened up to the disciples and showed them what was his burden. Matthew 16:18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. How will the Lord Jesus build the church? Not by himself, not by a miracle, but through us. So, saints, on the one hand, we need to be like the Lord Jesus. We need to be transformed. We need to be conformed to the model of his death. But for what is that? For us to enjoy? No! For the church!
Amen.
That the church could be built up!
Amen.
You know, Paul was one that really walked with God. And again, we're in Ephesians today. In Ephesians, Paul says, concerning himself, he gave a testimony that the Lord had made him a steward. And in Ephesians 3:2, he says, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me, Paul has the stewardship of the grace of God. No. To me. For you.
Amen.
Saints, this is the first phrase. To me. For you.
Amen.
Everything the Lord gives us is to me, for you.
Amen.
To me, for the church.
Amen.
Not merely for us to enjoy the Lord. May we never forget, to me, for you.
Amen.
If it's just to me, we're not fulfilling God's purpose.
Amen.
For which He gave us whatever He gave us.
Amen.
So we need to realize that. But then, okay, how can we build the church? First and foremost, we need to pray. I think we've heard enough, but I'll mention it again. We can't do anything unless we are in spirit.
Amen.
And for that, we need to pray very much that the Lord enable us to be those building the church. Okay. Now, how are we going to build the church? Well, concerning prayer, just to save time, in Ephesians 6:18, it tells us praying at every time in spirit.
Amen.
So how we need to pray. But, in addition, we build the church by our speaking.
Amen.
As we minister Christ.
Amen.
As we testify for Christ. As we express Christ. And you might say, oh, well, I don't know. I have some lacks. I'm weak. I just can't make it. So we need to see a little bit. First of all, what does the Lord say concerning this? There is a wonderful, precious portion in Ezekiel 3:4. In Ezekiel 3:4, we find what the Lord did concerning Ezekiel. He made him eat a scroll.
Right.
A scroll is a book.
Right.
He ate the book, but then God sent Ezekiel
right.
to speak for him.
Amen.
And what does Ezekiel 3:4 says? Then he said to me, "Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak." But how? Speak with my words to them. Ah, that's something else. We don't have to build up a message. We don't have to, I have to say this, I have to say that. No, we give God's words. God's words in the Bible. Ah, but again, in the Bible, what does the Lord Jesus say? In John chapter 6, in verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life. But the Spirit may be a little abstract. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life. This is what we need, saints. The words that are Spirit and are life. So then, really, it's not so difficult to speak for the Lord. And then on this verse, note 3 says, the Greek word for words here and in verse 68 is rhema, which denotes the instant and present spoken word. So, we don't have to make up anything. We just share the words the Lord has given us.
Amen.
The problem is we're too complicated. We need to be simple. Lord, what should I say? Lord, how should I say it? What should I say first? What should I say next? I trust that we will not miss this. Yes, the overcomers follow the Lamb. But if you're an overcomer following the Lamb, you don't need to be in the earth. You could be an overcomer in the earth building the church. That's what the Lord needs. An overcomer is not for himself. An overcomer is for the Lord.
Amen.
As our brother said, with him.
Amen.
Not only with him when we read the scriptures, but with him in our mind. Such a problem we have in our mind. So we need to, as the brother said, we need to inquire. We need to be simple. You know, at one point, the Lord told the disciples, you know, the disciples got mad because kids were coming to him. Babies were coming to him. And he told them, let them come to me. Of this is the kingdom of the heavens.
Amen.
We need to be like that. Simple, not complicated.
Amen.
And never forget, to me, for you.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord has given us is for the church.
Amen.
Yes, surely, the Lord gives us such grace. As was mentioned, that yes, we have him in our spirit, but we enjoy him in our soul. The Lord is so gracious. He's so good to us. We can enjoy him in our soul. But all this is to me for you. May we never forget to me for you. May we never forget the Lord is in love. May we never forget that he has a burden to build up the church.
Amen.
How come the church is not built and he hasn't come back? Because we need a little more maturity.
Amen.
May we all mature.
Amen.
To build the church.
Amen.
So the Lord can accomplish what he desires. And another point is concerning the portion we have in Matthew. In Matthew, Matthew 24. There's something very special there. Matthew 24. It says in verse 45, right? Who is the faithful and prudent slave? Very interesting. It says faithful. Has to be faithful in service. But it says prudent. The same word is used in this chapter concerning the virgins who had the Spirit in their spirit, but also they had the Spirit in their soul. So on the one hand, these slaves are faithful, but they're also prudent. They have the Spirit. Who then is a faithful and prudent slave who the master has set over his household, that's the church, to give them food at the proper time? When is the proper time? At the meetings or when we're shepherding someone? Then it says, blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly, I say to you that he will set him over all his possessions. If the Lord sets us over his possessions, means what? Means we're overcomers. So, here's a recipe to become an overcomer. Be one who gives food at the proper time.
Amen.
May this be our burden, saints. Not only in the meetings, but also among the saints. Many times we do have a lack concerning our service in the church. Yes, we're burdened for the meetings. Yes, we function in the meetings. But what about a brother or a sister that has a need? Well, what about a brother or sister that left the meetings? We need to be the shepherds to reach them. You know, I'll be ashamed to make a confession. Among the Spanish-speaking saints in Hall 1 in New York, they have a burden for the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the gospel! You know, the gospel brings in the increase of the church.
Praise.
That's the other side. We do have the side of building the church, but we do also have the side of the increase of the church.
Amen.
But how is the church going to increase? By preaching the gospel? No. Oh, you say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Well, I'm confessing the Spanish-speaking saints in Hall 1. They have a burden for the gospel. They have a gospel meeting. People come. Get saved. Get baptized. Where are they? You get saved in seconds, or at least in minutes. You get shepherded in a year. I'll never forget the testimony of a brother in Canada. He was a student, and he had to walk from his apartment to the university. And every time as he walked by, he passed the house, and a lady there said, come inside. And she would give him something to eat, something to drink. For how long? For a year! And he was saved. And he's the responsible one in one of the churches.
Amen.
This is what we need, saints. Ah, but what about the church? How about someone who has a need in the church? It's for us to shepherd.
Amen.
We need to shepherd one another.
Yes.
May we have the Lord's shepherd heart.
Amen.
He left the 9 to go and get the 1 sheep and brought the sheep on his arms. This is the Lord. If we're with him, we shall be like him.
Amen.
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Yes, we need to be the overcomers. Oh, if we could be the first fruits, we should have this desire. Yes, on the one hand, before the Lord we're nothing. But whatever the Lord can accomplish to us brings him glory. Do you realize that? Oh, forget about how you feel. Forget about your situation. Forget about everything. Wouldn't you want to bring glory to the Lord?
Amen.
By yourself, in yourself? As bad and rotten as you are? The Lord can enable you to do this. So we need to have this desire. Okay, maybe you feel, no, I can make it for the first fruit. But make it to be an overcomer.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we do pray you can conquer what?
Amen.
Conquer Satan? Well, yes, but even that's not enough. Conquer our flesh!
Amen.
You know, Romans chapter 8, I forget the verse, but it tells us, by the Spirit, put to death the practices of the body. The Spirit won't do it. But we take the initiative. We can't crucify ourselves either. But by the Spirit, the cross can be applied to our flesh. You know, in the later messages in the book of Exodus, it talks about the flesh. And it talks in a way that we could never imagine. It uses the example of Amalek, one of the enemies of the Israelites. And in Exodus, Amalek actually is a picture, a representative of the flesh. So the people of Israel are fighting, and Moses is praying in the mountain, and Moses is a picture of the Lord. And then his hand got tired. You know, in those days to pray, you raise your hands. So Aaron and Joshua held up their hands. You know, the Lord Jesus is praying for us.
Amen.
He is interceding for us.
Amen.
He wants us to overcome.
Amen.
It's not that He saved us and leaves us. No, He wants us to overcome. So He's interceding for us. And the point is, when Amalek was conquered by the Israelites, after that come two persons, one that typifies the Gentiles and the lady that typifies the church. So it mentions there, once the flesh is overcome, the kingdom comes. Have you ever thought that way?
Amen.
I think, oh, my flesh, oh, I'm this, oh, yeah, this flesh, yeah. If there's no flesh, because it's crossed out, there is the kingdom. The Lord has a way. So we need to pray, Lord, Lord, deal with my flesh. Crucify my flesh. So I can serve in spirit. So I can build the church.
Amen.
Oh, may the Lord show us the greatest enemy of the church is our flesh. If you ever allow your flesh to come up, oh, I'm tired. Oh, no, I don't go to the meeting tonight. I had a situation many, many decades ago when I was a young believer. I had three little kids. We lived in Brooklyn. And the denomination where we went was in Manhattan. We had a meeting in the morning. But we had a meeting in the evening. And we had to go from Brooklyn all the way. And I had a problem with my three little kids. And then I had a problem with my wife. So I said, forget it. I'm not going to the meeting. You know what the Lord told me? Why? You're not going to the meeting. Oh, I feel my wife and the kids. What do I have to do with that? That's not my problem. I had to run to the meeting. But it's true. It's true. The Lord wants us to go on. The Lord doesn't want us to fail. The Lord doesn't believe in our weaknesses. So, to be with Him. If you are with Him, you cannot be weak. But there's something very interesting. We have to be weak towards the Lord. But not weak towards anybody else. We have to be weak towards the Lord, but strong towards Satan, strong to crucify the flesh by the Spirit. Then we can be those building up the church. So saints, really, it's up to us. May none of you say, I can't make it. If you can't make it, it's because your flesh doesn't want you to make it. Just that simple. Why so complicated? So, we need to be the overcomers, building the church. Because this is the Lord's burden. This is the Father's burden, that the church can be built. Okay, what happens if the church is built? The Lord comes back.
Amen.
The kingdom comes.
Amen.
Saints, may we all seek the Lord's mercy.
Amen.
That we forget about our flesh, we forget about our weaknesses,